C-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
This is Lukey D. Real food you want. Come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food. Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Quand vos parents ont besoin d'aide, vous êtes là. Quand vos enfants ont des craintes, vous êtes là. Quand vos amis vivent un moment difficile, vous êtes là. Soyez là pour vous, comme vous l'êtes pour vos proches. C'est possible que la situation actuelle vous fasse ressentir des émotions difficiles ou même de la détresse. Si vous éprouvez de la difficulté à réaliser les actions du quotidien, des solutions existent. Rendez-vous sur québec.ca/allez-mieux ou appelez Info Social 811. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and welcome to New Shit, where we play some new shit, stuff that's come out recently in the last 2 months. My name is Evan, and this is my first show. This is my first time hosting. I'm a McGill student. I've done radio before. I had a little show in Edinburgh, Scotland for about 5-6 months while I was there on exchange called Eardrum Solo, which was good fun to do. And today I'm going to be playing a bunch of weird new stuff from all over the musical spectrum, from jazz to psychedelic rock to R&B to some local stuff. So stick around. It's going to be a great time. So without further ado, I'm going to play my first song. This is If I Had My Way by the OCs, and we're going to talk a bit about it after.
Everybody look up!
That was If I Had My Way by OCs. They were formerly known as the OCs, but they actually changed their name something like three times, and now it's OSEES, one word. It's off their 23rd studio album called Protein Threat. It's a very, very weird, fun time, very upbeat, psychedelic rock the entire way through. This was released after their gigantic double LP Face Stabber, which I personally wasn't big on, but had some great hits. And they also dabbled a little bit in ambient music with their record, The 12-Inch Synth, which is incredibly weird, but also not very surprising, given that the OCs have always experimented in various genres. Love the song a lot. It's got a very thumping groove, very, very excellent drum performance as well. They got two drummers in their band, similar to other psychedelic rock bands, such as King Gizzard and The Lizard Wizard. And I actually have a story with these guys. I saw them many, many months ago, of course, not during the pandemic. And there was somebody who climbed up on stage, somehow got past the security guards, jumped up on stage, and had started meditating and grooving along to the music. And it was incredibly weird, and they stayed up there for almost a full hour. But it goes to show you that their music is definitely not meditative, but puts you in a bit of a trance. So this next song is incredibly different. It's called The Pink Phantom by The Gorillaz, featuring Elton John and Black. It's part of their Song Machine series. This song came out last week, and I'm excited for you guys to hear it. Here is The Pink Phantom.
The Phantom. is coming.
You've forgotten, that makes me feel like no love.
She's crossing over the line.
Wait, I got so many examples of all the good times.
Seems to me I'm in a dream behind.
That was The Pink Phantom by Gorillaz featuring Elton John and Black. Now, as mentioned previously, this was part of their Song Machine series, where essentially they released a single every week or two for a number of weeks, and fans were always a little bit curious of, oh, is this leading up to an album, or are they just putting out random songs that they've made in the past, or what's going on? And very recently, they just announced that these were, in fact, teasing an album called Song Machine that is on the way and is coming out incredibly soon. So if you enjoyed what you just heard, I highly recommend checking it out. Been a fan of Gorillaz for a long time, and honestly, the songs they've put out recently are some of their best. So I'm very excited to see what they have in store for their new album. This song in particular has an absolutely wonderful animated music video where you could see Elton John animated as a very fun and accurate character. It also features a genre-bending collaboration between Elton John, obviously one of classic rock's legends, and Black, a really wonderful rap and R&B artist that has been around for a number of years now. So now we have something very different. Something you're going to be noticing about this show in particular is I'm really going to be jumping all over the place, trying to cover a lot of ground. This is a song by a punk rock group from Bristol called Idols. It is super fun. Get ready to block your ears. It's called Model Village.
We'll be right back. snitches. Only one thing to do in the village. Just say toodle-doo to the village. Toodle-fucking-doo.
That was Model Village by Idols. Idols is a Bristol post-punk band that has been making the scene recently after their recent album Ultra Mono, which was released on September 25th, which came after their highly critically acclaimed album Joy as an Act of Resistance. That is really where they broke onto the scene. Now, Idols, as you may have heard, offers quite simplistic lyrics, but they're also very political and usually very, very liberal in content. Model Village, the song you just heard, is one of the lead singles off of their latest record, and it's, as you've heard, very fun, very catchy, while also being quite poignant. And even though the lyrics are quite simplistic, I think the metaphor that frontman Joe Talbot paints is actually really, really fun and definitely incredibly interesting and noteworthy during these trying times. I actually saw them live at a festival called Desert Days in 2018 in a tent. In a giant tent, and without going into too much detail, it was probably one of the most violent concerts I've ever seen. I had to brace for my life the entire time, but listen, when you're seeing a giant post-punk band like Idols performing super loud, rambunctious music, I don't know what else you can really expect. So now we have something incredibly different. Get ready to celebrate the fall season with Fleet Foxes.
Good morning, since you've been out of town.
That was Jara by Fleet Foxes off of their fourth studio album, Shore, which was released on September 22nd. Fleet Foxes is an indie folk group led by frontman Robin Pecknold, and this is a group I've always associated with fall sounds. Definitely a lot of indie folk really falls under that territory. They really make use of, especially in their early albums, a lot of acoustic guitars, a lot of Beach Boys-esque, Brian Wilson-esque harmonies as well. But on this new album, they're really trying some different kinds of orchestral sounds as well, and really experimenting with sounds they had not really messed around with in the past. And I urge all of you to listen to it. It's a really wonderful album. It serves as a pretty interesting pick-me-up during these trying times, I must admit. And the song you just heard, Jara, is personally a highlight off of the record for me. It's a lot more upbeat and melodic than a lot of their previous work, and I really like the part at the beginning where you hear like the bop, bop, bop. I can't really do an impression of it, I am not a singer, but I really like the way that they blend these interesting electronic vocals into the rest of the song. I think it's really brilliant. So now we're going to play two songs in a row, both by local Montreal artists, one of them a little bit more local than the other one. We're going to talk about both of these after your first song is Irrational by Shaylia.
Keep pulling it backwards. You know it ain't right the way I let you take advantage. Here we go again and again. Baby, you got to, got to let me go. Baby, please don't you let me go. Baby, you got to, got to.
red and blue light. Shakes side to side, watching silhouette dance. Pockets hold my hands back. Holy siren sinking. Edith Soros. I want to know you well. We just get along. Could we just go now? Like I do, I know we grow towards our homes, but then what's the deal with you? She's still a stranger, and she don't like our noise. But cars and cries keep me company at night, and the cops take notes. She pleads, let's go.
The song you just heard was Scene by Sasha Kaye, but first we're going to talk about the first song you heard, Irrational by Shay Leah. So Shay Leah is a Montreal soul artist that some of you may know for her collaborations with Montreal huge DJ and huge producer Kay Trinada, one of my favorite Montreal live acts. She actually has her own really, really excellent R&B, soul, and pop work that she's been putting out for a while, and this is off of her new EP Solaris, which was released a few weeks ago. It actually, if you really listen closely, honestly, it actually is pretty It's pretty obvious. I take it back. But if you know the song Move Your Feet by Junior Senior, it's heavily sampled in this song. And I think she does a really great job with it. It's really upbeat, really beautifully produced. And if you like the song, really check out her EP. It's again called Solaris, released recently. I'm sure it's on all streaming platforms, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. And after that, we played the song Scene by Sasha Kaye. Sasha is actually a good friend of mine. I've seen her live multiple times, and I know her through my buddy Chris, who produced her first EP and played drums for her for quite a long time. And she definitely has like a nice, melancholic, indie folk, indie pop sound. And this song Scene that you just heard is off of a new album, which is coming soon. Has not been officially announced yet, but if you like what you heard, I recommend staying tuned. I also highly recommend listening to all of her music. My personal favorite song from her is called Archie, which is also going to be on her new album. And in this song, Scene was also released alongside an incredible music video, which she directed and produced herself. Again, if you like supporting local acts, if you like what you heard, go like Sasha Kaye on Facebook, follow her on Instagram, and check out what she has coming next. And now we have something from an act that, if you were listening from Montreal, I'm sure you heard of. They're called Half Moon Run. This is the isolation version of Sun Leads Me On.
Well, I'm going where the sun leads me on. Where I'm bound to ginger tea and sickly dawns. Where I always disappear, but I'm never really gone. Yes, I'm going to where the sun leads me on. I'm low. But forever I remain.
changing, while the sun, it stays the same.
That was Sun Leads Me On, in brackets, isolation version, by Half Moon Run. Now, I'm sure some of you recognize that song, and that's because it's not exactly, quote, new shit, but it is off of their album Sun Leads Me On, which was released in 2015. But the song was released recently, the version you just heard at least, alongside the album The Co-Video Sessions, which is essentially a collection of covers of their own music that they performed in isolation. I know Half Moon Run is now composed of only three guys rather than four as they were last year, and these covers are a lot more stripped back, and they're sometimes featuring local Quebecois musicians as well. Now, look, Half Moon Run, I have to be completely honest here, are one of my absolute favorite Montreal acts. I've seen them live many, many, many times, and they always impress me. If you like what you heard and you haven't heard Half Moon Run before, I recommend checking them out. I also recommend checking out their isolation videos. They're really, really fun, and they put a lot of really incredible talent into it. In another sudden change of genres, we're going to get into some electronic dance music. Here are the Avalanches on 90.3 FM CKUT Radio. New shit.
Sometimes we're and we need breaks to go. Disappointment and confusion. You put your hands in God's and you hold on. Don't you be afraid and don't be only strong survive. If you show that you are trying, you put your hands in God's and you hold on to the joy. Sometimes we're and we need a place to go. Disappointment and confusion. You put your hands in God's and hold on.
This music makes me so high.
The song you just heard was called For No One by Story, but first let's talk about what came before that. That song was called Music Makes Me High by The Avalanches. Now, The Avalanches are a very well-known electronic and plunderphonics outfit out of Australia. For those of you who don't know, plunderphonics is essentially the art of taking tons of samples from songs from various different genres of music from many, many different years and bringing them together and stitching them together like a quilt and making a brand new song out of them. Their album Since I Left You is widely known as one of the best albums of the early 2000s, and it's incredibly influential in the plunderphonics genre. They later released Wildflower, which is an awesome 60s throwback electronic plunderphonics album. Trust me, it's great. And this is their single off of their upcoming project, We Will Always Love You, which is coming out in December. Now, they've mentioned in interviews that this is a lot more melodic and song-y than their previous work. I think they're definitely going for more of a straightforward pop electronic vibe, but Music Makes Me High is definitely a throwback to their roots and features a lot of really interesting samples, as well as a super upbeat, fun dance vibe. After that, we played For No One by Story. Story is a local Montreal and Toronto artist who went to the high school FACE, if any of you guys are familiar with that school. I actually came across Story when I saw her live when her album Chapter 3 The Come Up first released earlier this year with my friend Mr. Wavy. Mr. Wavy is a local music journalist in Montreal who actually had the privilege of interviewing Story and discussed her experience as a sex worker, as well as what it's like making it in the music industry and really struggling through this industry and the similarities and differences between the two forms of work that she's had in her life. It's an incredibly interesting interview. I'd love to direct you all to it. Check out Mr. Wavy's interview with Story. This is actually off of an album that she released in isolation, which was produced and created entirely in isolation, called Interlude 19. It's a lot more stripped back than Chapter 3, The Come Up, but it's still really, really got some awesome R&B sounds, really great stuff. So, going along with other local Canadian acts, we got two new ones. First one is by an artist from Toronto called Falcon Jane, and then by my buddy Cheyenne Sun.
Heaven is a place I've been spending my time in, living my life in. You are always there with me to watch the sun set in, rise again. Surreal.
That was Thinking About the Things That You Do by Cheyenne Sun. I was actually in a band with Cheyenne for a number of years called Made Men. Don't look us up on Spotify, please. But he now has a solo project called Cheyenne Sun. He released a very interesting psychedelic rock album last year, and he's teasing a new album coming out later in October. He is a multi-instrumentalist and self-producer as well, and he's proclaimed this album as more of a soft indie rock Mac DeMarco type album. Before that, you heard Heaven by Falcon Jane. I actually came across Falcon Jane in a backyard concert in Toronto a number of years ago. I was immediately drawn to her because her music and the band's music is super upbeat indie rock, very fun, and they performed a number of really catchy songs, which can be found on their 2018 album Feeling Freaky, which is really wonderful. This song, Heaven, is a really beautiful new single. It's one of actually many songs called Heaven that were released this year. I only noticed that recently. But hopefully it's a teaser for a full project coming out later. And again, if you're into supporting local acts, check out Falcon Jane and my buddy Cheyenne Sun. And next we have something, I guess it's a little bit more similar than a lot of the varying genres we've been dabbling in today, by a band called Cut Worms. This is Every Once in a While.
Once in a while, Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's KOUMBIT. We are not on Facebook.
Pour lutter contre la COVID-19, on doit tous respecter les consignes d'isolement de la santé publique jusqu'au bout. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on revient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll
have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
That was Every Once in a While by Cutworms. Isn't that a cute song? I actually discovered these guys when I was at this Desert Days Festival in California in 2018. I actually had a friend there that I met on the first day that I was there that woke me up, shook my tent in the morning and said, "Evan, we gotta go see Cutworms." And immediately I was put off by their name, because when I was a kid, this movie called How to Eat Fried Worms came out. I don't know if any of you remember that, but I had essentially been grossed out by worms ever since that moment. And I heard the band's name, and I'm not typically one to judge a band based on their name, but I really was just like, oh, gross. Worms. Anyway, I went to go see them. I, like, hauled myself out of the tent, and I loved it. They were this 50s soft rock-sounding band, very folky, especially the vocalist and the way that his voice is produced in a lot of the music is a very 50s sounding. This is actually off of their upcoming double LP. It's a huge album called Nobody Lives Here Anymore. They've released something